All of France is in a state of shock today. A political giant in that country, Dominique Strauss-Kahn, was arrested in New York overnight on charges he sexually assaulted a maid at a five-star hotel. Strauss-Kahn is the head of the International Monetary Fund here in Washington, D.C. Yesterday afternoon, he was sitting on an Air France plane parked at JFK, about to take off for Paris. Now, most people assumed he was getting ready to declare his candidacy for president of France. But minutes before that plane took off, New York police officers came aboard and arrested him. Eleanor Beardsley picks up the story for us from Paris.
Dominique Strauss-Kahn was supposed to meet with German Chancellor Angela Merkel in Berlin today to discuss the Greek debt crisis. Instead, one of the most powerful men on the planet is in the custody of New York police, facing charges of sexual assault, attempted rape, and imprisonment.
Dominique Strauss-Kahn n'est pas menotté.
France woke up this morning to the sordid details. According to police, Strauss-Kahn attacked a hotel maid who had come to clean his room, thinking he was gone. She had to fight to get him off of her before escaping. New York police say Strauss-Kahn fled the hotel, leaving behind personal articles, including his cell phone. He was deeply ensconced in a first-class seat on an Air France flight ready to take off for Paris when police arrested him. Today, Parisians gathered under the Eiffel Tower to picnic and hang out. Everyone seems to be talking about Dominique Strauss-Kahn, including 28-year-old Dimitri Dinas and his friends.
We're all shocked, and I'm astonished that someone who was going to run for president would do something like this. Is it an organized plot to frame him? That's what we're all wondering.
Dominique Strauss-Kahn, or DSK as he is known here, seemed to have it all. Though he had not yet announced his candidacy for president, he was already a front-runner in opinion polls. France has been buzzing for months about when he would officially throw his hat into the ring. But Strauss-Kahn has had personal difficulties. He's accused of being a womanizer. In 2008, he had an affair with a subordinate at the IMF, which he later admitted was an error of judgment. But even in a land where politicians are allowed their private life, the latest accusations may prove too much. Parisian Ludivine Ferlin says she is disgusted.
There's a huge difference between having a mistress and trying to rape a maid in a hotel. It's just not acceptable.
Strauss-Kahn's lawyers say he will plead not guilty to all charges. He has been temporarily replaced as head of the IMF by his deputy. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.